We're very thankful to have each and every person on tonight. I'm Brother Tommy Brooks, the host minister of this nationwide gospel meeting call. We ask you now to open your Bible and take notes of the things we said by our speaker tonight. Our speaker is the personal Brother Cothran. He's presently serving as the minister and one of the elders of the 38th Street Church of Christ in San Diego. At this time, we'll ask him to come on and make it plain about the one church. Let me hear you.
Thank you, Brother Tommy Brooks, and thank you for this opportunity. We are humbled and we are honored to be able to be a part of this great mission for the Lord. Greetings to everyone from the Church of Christ located here in 38th Street Church of Christ, 567 South 38th Street. May the Lord bless you with his word. Let us for a few moments draw our minds from perishable objects of this life and let us concentrate on things that are of eternal value. The theme for this meeting is coming from Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2. And the Bible says, "And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it." Let the church say amen. So in other words, as we speak the word of God, we want to speak it with clear clarity. We want to speak it as plain and as pure as it is, without addition of our subtraction. So open your Bibles and walk with me through the pages of inspiration. When we look at our lesson, the topic that has been assigned to us, the one church, we follow the scripture of Matthew chapter 16, if you would, Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. And Jesus said unto Peter, "And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." The one church, the one true church, the one church, brothers and sisters and friends, is the church that Jesus built. Amen. Not only it is the church that Jesus built, it is the church that hell cannot stop. Amen. The one church is the church of Christ. When we look a little closer at our lesson tonight, amen, the one church, brothers and sisters and friends, was prophesied in the long ago. Follow me to Isaiah chapter 2, verse 2 and 3. In the Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 2, verse 2 and 3. And the Bible says, "And it shall come to pass in the last days, and in the mountain of the Lord's house, that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. And many people shall go and say, come ye and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his path. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem." We read again in Daniel chapter 2:44. The Bible says, "And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever." The one church, brothers and sisters and friends, will stand forever. It is the church that Jesus built. It is the church that hell cannot stop. Tonight we will look at several aspects of the one church. First of all, let us look at the one builder of the church. The one builder of the church, of the one church, brothers and sisters and friends, is Jesus Christ. We've just read into your hearing, Jesus said, "Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. In other words, my is a personal pronoun. It belongs only to Jesus Christ. You remember in Matthew chapter 17, of the day of transfiguration, Peter was standing there. He said, behold, amen, it is good for us to be here. Amen. He wanted to make three tabernacles. In other words, three worshiping places. He said, one for thee, Lord, one for Moses, and one for Elias. Amen. A bright cloud overshadowed him. Yes, Moses was a great lawgiver, but he was not the one to build the church. Amen. Elijah, amen, was a great prophet. Amen, a great servant of God. And a bright cloud overshadowed him. Said, Peter, you done said too much. Amen. Jesus, the Father said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. He said, hear ye him. Then we read again in Matthew 16 and 18, Jesus said, I will build my church. Amen. When we look at our lesson, amen, the church, not only we know that Jesus is the builder, amen, let us look at the one church and its one building. That one building is made of many members. We who are members of the Church of Christ constitute that building. There is no society in the Church of Christ. Amen. Our headquarters is in heaven. For the Bible teaches us forever, O Lord, thy word is settled. Where? In heaven. When we look at Ephesians, if you would, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 10, the Bible says, when we look at the church, the building, what did God have Paul to write? To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church. The who? The church. Amen. The members. Amen. The church of Jesus Christ might be known by the church, the manifold wisdom of God. Amen, brothers and sisters and friends. The church, God has given us the mystery in order that we may be able to teach others what thus saith the Lord. Let the church say amen. Looking at the one church, amen, we have seen that the builder of the one church is Jesus Christ. We have seen that it has one building, and that building is made of many members. Amen. Universal. Amen. Now let us look at the material of the one church. When we look at the material of the one church, each member is a lively stone. Amen. Walk with me to 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5. Amen. The Lord had Peter to write, ye also as lively stones. Peter writing to the church, he said, ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Amen. The church that Jesus built, the one church, is full of lively stones. Amen. Looking at the one church, the church that Jesus is coming back to get one of these good old days. Amen. Let us look at point number four. The one church, when we look at the one church, it has one entrance. Amen. And that entrance is, again, Jesus Christ. Follow me, if you would, John chapter 10, verse 9. And the Bible says, Jesus says to you and I am the door. Amen. He said, I am the door. by me if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Amen. And shall go in and out and find pastures. Amen, brothers and sisters. God gave Jesus, his son, all power in heaven and in earth. Amen. So we must be followers of Jesus Christ. We must enter into the one church through Jesus Christ. For he is the door. Let the church say amen. Again, as we look at our lesson, amen, the one church. The one church, brothers and sisters, amen, has one family. Amen. And that family, again, is the members, the church of Christ. Amen. Back to the Bible we go. The Bible teaches you and I, brothers and sisters and friends, that we should prove all things and what? Hold fast to that which is good. God is not concerned about Brother Cochran's opinion. God is not concerned about any man's opinion. Remembering, brothers and sisters and friends, Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. And the Bible said the whole duty of man is to fear God and to what? Keep his commandments. Let the church say amen. The one family. The one family is the one family in the one church. Let the church say amen. Ephesians 3, verse 15. And the Bible says, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Amen. The whole family, both in heaven and in earth, is named. And we are in a few minutes. We're going to tell you we have a name only given by God. Amen. He said, God had Paul to write Ephesians 3:15, of whom the whole family in heaven and in earth is named. Amen, brothers and sisters and friends. The one church has one family. Not many, but one. When Jesus said upon this rock, I will build my church, he was speaking of his own church. The church belongs to Jesus and him alone. Let the church say amen. When we look at this, in heaven and in earth, the whole family, Brother Tommy, amen, it includes the servants and the angels that are in heaven. And we who are Christians on this earth is one family, a one family. We are named from the head, and we are named from the Father. We are named by God as the human family takes its name from the head and the Father of the family. We can't be named any other name than that name given by God. Let the church say amen. Amen. As we look at our lesson, when we look at the one church, we look at the one name, brothers and sisters. There is only one name. Man may have created many names, but there is only one name. When we look at the name, it is Christ's name. We wear Christ's name. His name is Christ, Jesus Christ. We wear his name. Walk with me to Acts chapter 11. Acts chapter 11, verse 26. The Bible says, and when he had found him, who Barnabas founding Saul at that time, he brought him unto Antioch. Watch this. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the who? The one church. Amen. And taught much people and disciples. And the disciples were called what? Christians. That is, brothers and sisters and friends, our name is Christians. Others may try to take it, but we must wear Christ's name. In order for us to wear Christ's name, we have to enter into the building built by Christ. Amen. And Jesus is the entrance. Jesus is everything. Amen. So we know the scripture in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. God sent his Son that through him you and I might be saved. So yes, brothers and sisters and friends, the one church, it wears one name. Amen. The one church, when we study it, has one family. The one church, it has one material, and we are lively stones. The one church has one building. We have no societies forever. Oh, Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. No, so we have no headquarters here. Our headquarters are in glory. Amen. What are these old days? We want to go see Jesus. We want to go to that house not made with hands. Walk with me, if you would, when we look at the one church as we being Christians. We have one hope, and that hope is eternal life. Don't you want to go to see Jesus after all of these trials and tribulation, after all of these disappointments, after all of the stress and distress, mental disorders, after all of these ailments, tribulations that we go through? Don't you want to see Jesus, faith in peace? Yes, we as Christians, we as the family of God, we as the church of Christ, we have one hope, and that hope is eternal life. Amen. Walk with me. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. Let's listen to Peter as he talked to the church. He said, blessed be the God and the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy had begotten us again unto a what? Lively hope. Look at that, brothers and sisters and friends. We are lively stones, and we have a lively hope. Wow. In Christ Jesus, our lively hope is to have everlasting life. Our lively hope is to go to that place not made with hands. Let the church say amen. Amen. As he said, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten you and our brothers and sisters, we who are members of the Church of Christ. Oh, those who are not a member, we urge you to come on before it's everlasting too late, and unto a lively hope. We have a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Isn't that a wonderful thing? By the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He's the firstborn from the dead, brothers and sisters. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. For no man cometh to the Father but by me. Back to 1 Peter 1, verse 3 and 4. He said, unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, burst forth to an inheritance. It's an incorruptible inheritance, an undefiled inheritance, that faded not away. We don't have to worry about glory going nowhere. What did Jesus say? He says, in my Father of many mansions, if it were not so, I would have told you. Amen. Look at here. Do you see that? John 14, verse 1, brethren and friends, he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. It is something in God's house, his house, not made with hands. There are many mansions. And if he said, if it were not so, I would have told you. Back to 1 Peter 1, 4. He said, to an inheritance that is incorruptible, an inheritance that is undefiled, a inheritance that faded not away, reserved for we who are members of the one church. Amen. That is our hope. As we come to our conclusion, all that is outside the one church will have everlasting destruction. We must tell the truth. We must preach the truth according to the scriptures. We must speak where the Bible speaks and be silent where the Bible is silent. It said all that are outside the one church will have everlasting destruction. Follow me if you'll walk with me to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 7 through 10. Paul wrote, he wrote to the church in Thessalonica, and to you who are troubled, he said, rest with us when the Lord shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of this world. Amen. From the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified by you and I, brothers and sisters, and to be admired of all of them that believe, because our testimony among you was believe in that day. Listen to Jesus, Revelation 22. He said, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as he's done, whether it be good or bad. Brothers and sisters and friends, as we close with our message tonight, we want to extend the Savior's invitation. We cannot preach a sermon without extending the Savior's invitation. The Savior's invitation will save our precious soul. Amen. Listen to God in Matthew 17:5. He said, a bright cloud overshadowed him. He said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. He said, hear ye him. Our text scripture tonight was Matthew 16:18. Jesus built his church. Yes. Our brothers and sisters and friends, every man, woman, boy, and girl must be a member of the one true church. How do you become a member? By hearing the word of God. Romans 10:17. The Bible says, so then faith cometh by hearing. And hearing what? The word of God. What in the word of God must you hear? The facts of the gospel. They are recorded in 1 Corinthians 15:1-4. Paul declares how Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was crucified, how he was buried and how he was arose. Amen. According to the scriptures. Amen. You have heard that. You must believe it. John 8:21-24. Jesus is speaking. He said, if you believe not, I'm he, you're going to die in your sins. He said, where I am, you cannot come. Jesus is enthroned in glory. Ephesians 1:22-23. Hebrews 12:1-2. You must believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. After you believe, O sinner man, you must repent of your sin. Luke 13:3-5. He said, I tell you nay, but except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Repentance is the change of our spiritual heart, which results in the change of our actions. After you have repented, you must confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Every family member of the one church has made that grand confession. Jesus said, if you confess me before men, him will I also confess before my Father, which is in heaven. But if you deny me, I will deny you before my Father, which is in heaven. Matthew 10:32-33. Then you must be buried in the watery grave of baptism. Galatians 3:27. For as many of you that have been baptized into Jesus Christ, you put him on where? In baptism. Amen. You rise to walk in the newness of life. You become a family of that one church that Jesus is coming back one of these good old days. May God bless each of you according to his will.